Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, America-loving patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty coming out of Spokane. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash a Commie Thursday.
Thrash them. Yes. The CCP, all of the deep state, all of them.
Oh, every last Absolutely. One of them. The Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas. Oh, my gosh.
Just, oh, yeah.
It's, yeah. Wow. Especially after what we covered yesterday with Butterfly and veterans on patrol down there that are they're actually the only real Americans defending the border is, you know, gosh, that is the most pathetic thing I could ever have envisioned for this era.
Their presence has deterred a lot of smuggling.
Yep.
They said just having lights on there, they won't cross.
Yep.
That's all it takes.
That's right.
But they are grabbing these poor kids, children, young children, just being abandoned, dropped off out in the desert.
Yep.
And sex traffickers are snatching these kids up and selling them, you know, as sex slaves. So they're out there intercepting these kids, making sure they get a Bible, make sure they get to the border patrol and not, you know, off into the hands of people out there looking for them to snatch them up for exploitation. It's a horrible situation. Absolutely horrible.
Yep.
And the ones to blame are not the ones helping the children. The ones that are because they're not welcoming them. The ones to blame is the Biden regime.
Right.
They are wholly responsible. They are completely responsible for this influx because people think that we just have an open border, that they can just send their kids, they can walk in, walk across, be accepted with open arms and become Americans and have the American dream. And that's not what's happening. It's a nightmare.
It's a nightmare. And it's not even just that a whole bunch of people from other nations that, you know, have it rough and they want the American dream for themselves and they're flooding here. That's not what's going on. That's not what's going on at all. And like what you just said, one of the terrible side effects to having this open border is that's causing all of our enemies to flood in.
Yes.
And at the same time, the traffickers are taking huge advantage of that and trafficking children and young kids through this wide open border because they know it's basically like a chaotic free-for-all.
That's right.
And that's how, those are the kind of environments that those kind of evil criminals thrive in.
Yes.
And so they're just seizing the opportunity. And these children have absolutely nothing to do with it. Nothing at all. Where they're by and large kidnapped from their parents or they're paid.
Yes.
People will pay to take these children and, you know, all of the reasons why the children are here is nothing to do with the children.
Right.
And so they are totally innocent as to everything that's going on. And so, the fact that Jesus says the ministry, the real ministry for a Christian is to take care of widows and orphans.
That's right.
And those little children are orphans.
Yeah,
and
no doubt about it.
You know, they're out there wandering around by themselves at night and during the day in the desert. I could not even imagine.
Nothing to eat for days.
I just look back at my son when he was young and he was never out of my sight for hardly a single second. You know, I mean, and so to think of him being left alone somewhere in the desert by himself for months because somebody has kidnapped him and is taking him somewhere. I would only pray to God that a Christian would find him and take care of him.
Right. Absolutely.
So, well,
you know, and other things that are going on as well, Republicans, so-called Republicans, rhinos, I don't have the story right in front of me. I was reading it yesterday. I read all the way through it. Several Republican lawmakers in Idaho are calling on the Biden administration to make it easier because what this is, this agricultural resolution that they're trying to get passed in Idaho. And this is all follow the money trail. This is about agriculture, right? All their main donors, mostly Southern Idaho Republicans, pushing for the Biden regime to make it easier for people who are already in the United States illegally to be able to get their work visas and join the workforce, because they need foreigners in the workforce for agriculture.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, and they're actually calling for they're feeding it, and this just there's already a program for allowing people to legally come here to work in the agriculture fields.
Right.
We need to stop. We need to seal the border and stop everything, like you said, for 10 years.
Yep.
I mean, 10 years, no more. No more people from anywhere in the world coming into the United States.
That's right.
Just put the brakes on and make it a 10-year moratorium and spend that time rounding up all the people who came here illegally because they did not come here to become Americans, and get them removed.
Exactly. We don't condone this open border with any of this illegal immigration. And like, you know, we were mentioning, we don't even really necessarily approve of the legal immigration right now because right. We've been inundated by so many illegals and
no more immigration at all.
Yeah. Just stop for 10 years. Oh my gosh. We've got to get this totally under control and get all these people shipped back to where they belong because they don't belong here.
Well, that would be if that weren't part of the Great Reset to destroy America.
Right.
I mean, now the banking system, what we saw in with the Silicon Valley Bank, that's the opening act of phase one,
right,
for this Great Reset. And of course, the Biden regime started off saying there will be no bailouts for them. That's capitalism. You take a risk, you invest, and sometimes you lose it. That's capitalism. As if a Marxist knows anything about capitalism other than yeah. They hate it.
Well, they can't figure out markets at all.
Well, right, unless they're the ones profiting from it. But they're not profiting from capitalism. They're profiting from schemes, from maneuvers that they can scrape money off of for themselves.
Right.
And they did an about face. Remember, they turned around and said, "Okay, well, we're gonna make sure that everybody who has money in the SVB will be covered."
Right.
Well, as it turns out, Gavin Newsom, who was praising the Biden administration for their bold move to bail out the Silicon Valley Bank, Gavin Newsom, all of his money from his wineries, his wine companies, and other investments were in the Silicon
SVB.
Valley Bank.
Yep, that's right.
Exactly. So no wonder he's cheering him on. But he didn't disclose that.
Right.
That was discovered later. All of these people are in it together. Well, and what happened with this bank is the beginning of what's going to be a cascading effect. The Swiss bank is in danger of collapsing as well now, because the Saudis are the top shareholders for that bank, and they said we're not going to continue supporting them, we're not going to be putting any more money into it. So this is the beginning of a cascading effect right after the Saudis just made a deal brokered by China with Iran,
right,
which obviously is not going to last. They're totally opposite ends of the Islamic spectrum. But
the Chinese were instrumental in that negotiation,
yes,
bringing those two together. And I was like, oh wow, that's a creepy little unifying venture they had going on there, you know, and made me even wonder. So China is going to be the top negotiator for that whole part of the world now?
Right. The Saudis said that the Europeans and the Americans were they were dishonest in their brokering the deal, so they went with China, which is totally trustworthy.
Oh my gosh.
But before we get carried away and get too much farther into Thrash a Commie Thursday,
because
it's
right.
Just a target-rich environment, let's get into the word of the day. Be grounded in the word, because that's really what matters today.
Yes, we're in the end times, and
yes.
All I have to say is, Thank you, God, for that.
Yes, bring it.
We are so ready for the end to be happening.
That's right.
Okay, so the word of the day for Thrashakami Thursday comes to us from Revelation 22, verses 6 through 17, which read, "Then he said to me, 'These words are faithful and true.' And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book. Now I, John, saw and heard these things, and when I heard and saw, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, 'See that you do not do that, for I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren the prophets, and of those who keep the words of this book. Worship God.' And he said to me, 'Do not seal the words of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexually immoral and murderers and idolaters and whoever loves and practices a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. And let him who thirsts come. Whoever desires, let him take the water of life freely." And that's it.
Wow, very cool.
Yes.
That is cool.
Talking about wishing the end to come, right?
Yes.
You know, that's exactly it. Let the Spirit and the bride say, Come. Woohoo!
There's no other way out of this.
That's right.
Peacefully to get out of this unscathed.
Right.
Other than through Christ.
I know, exactly. It's hard for me to even figure out what to pray during this time, because he says all of these things must happen.
Yes.
And so how do you pray against the things that must happen? You know what I mean? Like, I prefer them to not happen.
Right.
And I don't want to see any of them. And so it becomes almost confusing to figure out how to pray in the end times. It's easy while everything is normal and functioning and you know exactly what to pray and who to pray for and how to pray for other people's lives to be better you know, but
pray. I guess, you know, for us, because I've had the same internal conversation as well.
Right.
You know, I want to pray that the enemies of America will their plans will be blocked, you know, that they will fail in what they're attempting to do. But then also knowing this has to happen. We were told it was going to happen, so we would recognize it when it begins to happen for what it is. So I guess it comes down to praying that we stay in his will through all of this, that his will be done, and pray for the lost so that they will come to a saving knowledge of Christ.
That's right.
And
I guess
pray for
I
his
guess,
protection.
Yeah, I guess the only, well, not the only, but probably the best thing to pray for is, I mean, what I decided the other day is like, if all that has to come to pass, then I can just pray for that God would grant repentance to the people who haven't repented yet,
right,
and that their hearts would turn toward him before it's too late.
Yeah.
And because that is an interesting scripture that we have, you know, that God has to grant repentance.
Yes.
And that's in I can't remember if it's 1 or 2 Thessalonians, but I remember it's being such a striking statement that God has to grant people repentance. It's not like they just up and decide, okay, now it's time for me to repent.
Right.
It's actually like God puts his finger on you and grants it to you, and then suddenly you're in need of repenting.
Right, once you accept it. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Very interesting.
And so, but what I really liked about this scripture, I actually have part of this scripture hanging on my wall, is verse 14 that says, "Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city." And that right there is extremely exciting, because you know, there's much of the Bible. I mean, you know, this is the very last few verses in Revelation, and it says that.
Yes.
And so everybody that says, "Oh no, we're no longer under the law." Well, I think I would recommend that you look at Revelation chapter 22, verse 14, that says, "Even there, those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life." And he says that quite a bit all throughout the Bible from beginning to end.
That's right.
That you are to walk in his ways and teach his commandments and do them.
Right.
But here it actually refers to that you may have the right to the tree of life.
Yes.
And may enter through the gates into the city. That's exciting. That's extremely exciting.
Yeah, that's a separator. That's the separation between the fat and the lean sheep.
Right.
You know, whether or not you might have salvation, but will you have access?
Through the gates. And so it does.
Were you obedient, or did you say, "Well, I don't have to do any of that. I'm under grace. I'm not under the law, so meh,
right.
I can do whatever I want."
Right.
Which we're expressly told not to do, not to adopt that mentality,
right? Because it's an error in understanding. It's an error, because all the rest of the way throughout the whole Bible, he says, "Walk in my ways, teach and do my commandments."
That's right.
So yeah,
that's right. So wow, really good teaching and good scripture. What that's Revelation, was that 6 or 7? 6.
No, it's Revelation chapter 22.
Oh.
Verses 6 through 17.
That's where I got it from.
All
right. Good deal. All right. Well, thank you for that.
Oh, praise God.
Let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready. He is returning. Don't get caught off guard. Learn all about that at JesusAppears.com. We'll be back with segment 2 of the morning commute right after this. Stay right there, Patriots.
I've said these fellows are lying, dirty, shrewd, and I say they are godless. To me, this is perhaps the most frightening word of all, because it accounts for every other bad word that describes them. When the Reds tear down their churches or turn them into common warehouses, when they torture and kill their priests, ministers, and rabbis, we are horrified, yes. But why are we surprised? What do you expect of a people who say the church is our enemy and must be destroyed? No one can be a true communist and hold any religious convictions. I say to you, it is bad to be irreligious, but it is far worse to be anti-religious. It is reprehensible to be immoral, but it is horrifying to be unmoral. To them, any wrong they do is right. Well, these are some of the more frightening facts we must understand if we are going to understand communism, and we'd better understand it.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt from Radio Free Redoubt. Lady Liberty here from Liberty State Radio and the Political Church, the podcast. And here we are joining forces with my bride. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Thrashakami Thursday.
Yes.
We never get enough of any of this, actually. And why? Because we are Christians.
That's right.
That's what we are called to do, is stand against the godless and, well, you know, evil.
They called it at one time a crusades, right?
Right.
Fighting back against the enemies of Christendom.
Right, exactly.
But there's a lot to be engaged in right now. And speaking of enemies, when holding these people accountable for acting unlawfully, unconstitutionally, not living up to their oaths, well, Congress has been moving forward, keeping their promises of investigations.
That's right.
Bringing on subject matter experts, but then the communists continue with their shenanigans.
Right. Listen here. I've got this interesting update from Marjorie Taylor Greene's own Telegram channel, and I had subscribed to this quite some time ago, but yesterday they were called to have a Homeland Security Committee hearing in McAllen, Texas, about the border crisis.
Right.
Well, guess what? She says, Democrats refused to show up for work today for our Homeland Security Committee hearing in McAllen, Texas, about the border crisis.
Right.
Who gave the order telling them not to go? And why? Are they afraid of the truth? There are over three times as many border encounters and record fentanyl poisonings per month under Biden than under Trump. The Democrats don't even care enough to show up.
Right.
Pathetic, she said. And so then she describes that that Mayorkas, she says, Secretary Mayorkas is derelict in his duty to secure our southern border.
Yep.
Americans are dying every single day from Chinese-made, Mexican cartel-imported fentanyl and the crimes committed by aliens in the United States. And then she says, Mayorkas lied and people died.
Yes.
And isn't that the truth? That's exactly what we were talking about with Butterfly yesterday, who has boots on the ground, who is right there at the Arizona border. If she can tell you that, back that up, Mayorkas is not doing his job. He's absolutely derelict in his duty. He needs to be not just removed from office, but charged with his crimes.
He needs to be prosecuted.
Of failing to uphold his oath of office.
This is a national security threat. There's no doubt about it. And what we're talking about, this came out yesterday, and they were supposed to be holding hearings with Border Patrol officials testifying that the border is not secure, to relay some of the horrific statistics that are taking place. The Democrats, several of them, said that they would be there, and then all of a sudden, none of them showed up for this hearing.
That's right. And she says here, Marjorie Taylor Greene says, Sheriff Castleberry of Kimball County told us of 13 and 14-year-old girls being trafficked by the cartels. He emotionally stated, these girls have no idea where their parents are and where they're going and what will happen to them. He said it angers him, and our federal government allows this to go on. And again, that also backs up everything that we've got boots on the ground, veterans on patrol, to describe to us in detail. Well, let me just read you something straight out of our Constitution that should just flat out send Mayorkas straight to jail. And well, you are all familiar with Article 4, Section 4.
Yes, indeed.
Right? However, it's not what we're used to hammering with Article 4, Section 4. So let me just read the whole thing. It states, the United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government, and shall protect each of them against invasion, and on the application of the legislature or of the executive, when the legislature cannot be convened, against domestic violence.
Yes.
So, wow, Article 4, Section 4 is a whopper for this era. I mean, if you could define an era that could be entirely rectified by one law of the Constitution.
Yes.
It's Article 4, Section 4. Everything
right.
that is happening right now is communist government takeover. That defies the first part of Article 4, Section 4.
Yep.
And the fact that we are not being protected against invasion, and we are not being protected against domestic violence.
Exactly.
Look at Antifa, BLM.
Right.
And my gosh, just the poor January 6th prisoners that have been thrown into the dungeon and the keys have been tossed
away. That's right. That's
right. That is also domestic violence by a communist coup takeover.
Yeah, and we have audio of a conversation from the Capitol that we're going to play tomorrow with the occasional Cortex in a screaming match with Pelosi and Biden.
Oh boy, do they have shocking statements.
Yeah, absolutely. And this, so we're going to make sure this gets heard. We're going to cover that tomorrow. But what you're saying, exactly right. The federal government's job, and Mayorkas, who took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. Article 4, Section 4 says they will protect us from invasion. It is their constitutional duty. It's not a right they have. It's not a suggestion or a recommendation. It is a duty. They took an oath, which is a crime to violate, a crime to break the oath, to uphold and defend the Constitution. Now, these guys can try to wordsmith all they want by saying this is not an invasion. This is just the largest human mass migration in decades. No, this is not a mass migration. This is an invasion. And we know this because the United Nations and others are funding this invasion, telling them, even including the Red Cross, how to sneak into the country and not get caught.
Yep, that's right.
And also, all of the countries that are hostile countries represented among the invaders, that from China, from Islamic nations, this is a national security threat. This is not a mass migration issue.
Right. It never has been.
Nope.
America has never allowed a mass migration to just happen.
Exactly.
That's not legal ever.
Right. You can change it and call it a mass migration, and that does not make it okay. That doesn't mean you let them continue to stream through.
It doesn't make it legal.
They need to be held accountable. Thrash them, commies.
That's right.
All right, guys. You stay safe. You have an awesome day out there. Be blessed and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash a Commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.